You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We want to start with a story that shows how far from normal we still are. The standard playbook for an economic recovery often means you get the housing market going again. But in the U.S., it's still really patchy. Stops and starts, and it's a story about inequality and how much it can drag us down. Anjali Raval is a correspondent for the Financial Times, and her work caught our attention this week. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Lovely to be here.
I want you to start by describing some of these neighborhoods you visited in Sacramento, California.
Sacramento is one of the places that was hardest hit by the downturn that wiped out $7 trillion in homeowner equity. I traveled through a whole host of neighborhoods, and some of them in South Sacramento were, you know, incredibly sort of hard hit. And these are places that were targeted by investors in the last couple of years. Low-income suburban neighborhoods that were a bit run down, and that's where prices really dropped the most.
And when you contrast that with some of the other places you visited, say Austin, Texas, you got a totally different picture of what's happening in the U.S. housing market.
I really did. Austin was just, you know, one of these places that was just bustling with activity. People were very excited. Lots of young people moving there. Lots of job creation. People have got lots of money to spend. And that's what I thought was really striking, because it's so different from somewhere like Akron, which is also another place that I visited. Incredibly staid. And it just hasn't recovered at all, not just from the most recent financial crisis, but even the decades sort of prior to that, when they've seen lots and lots of job losses. And these things are all working their way into the housing market stories in each of these places. And they're all contributing to why the housing recovery is just so uneven across the US.
We talk a lot about inequality and a wealth gap in the US. And often that's spoken of as something that happens between people or across the income spectrum. But you seem to have displayed it as something that happens across and between cities. How does that seem to be holding back our recovery as a country?
Right. So we work with Trulia, the property website, to really just take a look at sort of the 100 most expensive metropolitan regions by house prices, and taking a look at the per capita income ratio between the 10th and the 90th most expensive. And now that ratio is at its widest since records began 45 years ago.
Wow.
So in this case, we're talking about the difference between Boston and Cincinnati. But this is just one way that housing markets are getting more and more different from one another. And this is sort of shaping the uneven housing recovery we're seeing, which is increasingly, you know, being dictated by jobs and incomes. These markets are playing out at vastly different speeds, because some sectors of the economy that are region specific, you know, such as technology in San Francisco, for example, they're really performing at different rates. And that's why you're starting to see some of the big regional differences too. And that's why the housing markets are obviously impacted by just how some of the sectors are performing.
Does that mean that we shouldn't talk about the U.S. as one economy or one housing economy or market then, and maybe lots of little ones? Or are we thinking too holistically?
Well, I think housing markets have always been different from one another. The question is now, are we getting to a place where we're locking some housing markets into a sort of a downward spiral? I mean, that's the worry. The last thing you want to see is that the housing markets that perform the best keep on getting better, and those that are performing badly just keep on getting worse.
What's next for the US housing market then?
I mean, one concern that economists have raised is what happens when interest rates rise. We've already seen house prices really shoot up in a lot of places across the US. At the same time, wage growth really hasn't. So affordability in some pockets of the US is a problem. So what happens to regular buyers, you know, traditional buyers who economists have really waited to kind of come back into the housing market? I mean, they just haven't yet. So what happens then? You know, there's no doubt that the housing market has improved, but there is a concern that traditional home buying, you know, first time home buyers are just not coming back.
Anjali Raval, correspondent for the Financial Times. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks very much.